Ben Franklin's Tree. In the fall of 1765, John Bartram, a noted Philadelphia botanist, was exploring the banks of the Altamaha River in Georgia, searching for new plants to add to his collection. A flicker of orange and red autumn foliage that stood out against the other forest trees caught his eye. Upon closer inspection, Bartram was amazed to find a beautiful small tree in full bloom, adorned with a mass of white, cup-shaped flowers that measured almost 3 inches across. Bartram and his son, William, who was also a botanist, collected several specimens of this newly discovered tree on a second expedition in the mid-1770s and planted them in their Philadelphia garden. The elder Bartram named the tree Franklinia for his friend and fellow scientist, Benjamin Franklin. For reasons that still mystify botanists, 1803 was the last year in which Franklinias were ever observed in the wild in their native southern habitat. It is probable that all the Franklinias in cultivation today are offspring of the trees the Bartrams collected. The Franklinia is not a difficult tree to grow. It propagates easily from seed or from branch cuttings. It is hardy from northern Florida up into New England, but in areas of extreme winter cold, it must be planted in a sheltered location. Ironically, even though the Franklinia hails from Georgia, it grows best in its northern gardening zones. It is thought that one of the diseases that attacks cotton plants may also affect Franklinias. As a landscape addition, a Franklinia can handle a place of prominence. It makes a unique specimen tree, and its compact size of up to 15 feet high and only 6 to 12 feet wide makes it ideal for the center of a patio or as an anchor plant for the corner of a house. It is truly a tree with year-round appeal. In the summer, with its glossy green leaves and fragrant late summer flowers that resemble camellias, in the autumn, with its blazing foliage, and in the winter, with its deeply fissured gray bark and branches that display well against a snowy landscape.